In the gospel today, we hear the prophecy of Isaiah echoed 700 years before the mother of Jesus. Through a singular grace of God and the merits of Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary was preserved free of all stain of original sin from the moment of her conception. For the rest of us, we have original sin and actual sin to contend with. What is the remedy that God gives us? In the seven sacraments, God gives us the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. For those sins that we commit after baptism. Now, what is the church teaching on this sacrament? If we are conscious of having committed serious or grave sin, we are obliged to go to confession at least once a year. Now think of sin like weeds in a garden. You're probably saying to yourself, I haven't committed any serious sin. Venial sin is like the weeds that proliferate in the garden. And the church teaches that the more we commit venial sin, it disposes us and makes us that much more susceptible to serious or grave sin. Pope John Paul II, the Great, listen to this, went to confession every day. He took so seriously these weeds, these venial sins, that him and Mother Teresa would go to that sacrament often. How about us? When was the last time that we availed ourselves to the sacrament of mercy? You know, it's so easy to reduce sin to breaking a few rules or making a mistake, but sin at the heart of it is hurting the one we love. I remember when I was a kid, slamming the door shut of our car on my mother. I knew immediately I did something terribly wrong. I knew I was absent-minded. But what cut me to the heart is seeing the one I love so wounded and so hurt by what was done. Sin is not just something trivial. Sin is offending the Almighty. My friend told a story that made this come alive. He was in New York State, and he was with his friend who was a farmer. And this calf was just newly born from its mother. And they were a mile away from their home. And so his friend invited him to pick up this calf and put it over the shoulder. And just like the image of the Good Shepherd, he walked all the way back with this calf on his shoulders. And then he started to feel a trickle of yellow liquid coming down his neck. That little trickle turned into a torrent. He started to think about having veal that night for dinner. He was not happy. He got back, put that calf down, and then he got into the tub. And as he was just sitting in all this yucky stuff, he started thinking and praying. And you know what God told him? When you sin, you do that to me. And that shocked my friend. Sin is a personal offense against a personal God. You think about the married ones out there. If you were unfaithful to your spouse, and your spouse found out, and you said to your spouse, what business of that is yours? It's between me and her. No, it's not. You have entered into a covenant with the one you love. What you do hurts her. And likewise, what we do in our sinful lives is an offense against the Creator, against the one who died for us. What else is sin? Sin has a horizontal dimension that most Catholics don't think about. Every sin you and I commit hurts the body of Christ, our brothers and sisters. St. Paul said, when one part of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. Isn't that the truth? When you take a little bit of poison, doesn't your whole body feel it? If you smash your finger or stomp your toe, doesn't everything within you revolt? Sin infects every member of the body of Christ. That is why we confess our sins to a priest. On behalf of the whole church, the priest sits there in the person of Christ, whose sins you have offended, Jesus, and have hurt all your brothers and sisters. And in his authority, he says, I absolve you of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You know, when you're in love with someone, you want to please them. You want to do everything and anything to show them your love. The slightest offense or the greatest of sin needs a remedy. All those drops of blood falling from the lacerated body of Christ, every last cut mark that the mystic said numbered over 5,000 wounds and cut marks on his sacred body is what paid the debt of our sins. None of us can work our way into heaven. If you're standing before Almighty God and he says, why should I let you into heaven? And you say, God, don't you know who I am? I'm the pastor of the church. Or the Pope says, come on, I'm the Holy Father, God. Nah. The precious blood of Christ is what is our entrance into glory. And when we knowingly, willingly, and obstinately persist in our sins, the church invites us to go to even weekly confession. Monthly confession is highly, highly recommended because we're hurting the one we love. We're not just doing something trivial, like stepping on a blade of grass. Sin is spitting in the face of God. And in His love and mercy, He puts His arms around you. When I shut that door on my mother's leg, I'll never forget how she said, "Come over here." And as she was wincing in pain, she gave me the biggest hug and said, "I love you. I love you." God the Father wants to put His arms around you and say, "I love you. I forgive you." Lord Jesus, thank You for shedding Your last drop of blood for us. Thank You, Lord, that You give us the sacrament of confession so that we could uproot these sins in our lives. Help us to take seriously the sin that we offend You by. Help us, O Lord Jesus, to have a firm resolution to do everything and anything possible to not willfully hurt You and hurt our brothers and sisters. Give us true repentance to change our ways, to hate sin, and to draw more closely to You. And let us feel those wonderful arms of mercy around us, saying, "Neither do I condemn you."